and Holland is the most densely populated country on Earth. This gave the men almost unlimited opportunities for looting, opportunities that were quickly seized. Webster wrote, "Civilians dwell under the misimpression that only Germans and Russians go through drawers, closets, and chicken coops, whereas every GI of my acquaintance made a habit of doing so. Watches, clocks, jewelry, small and large pieces of furniture, and of course liquor quickly disappeared. That is what was left, as the British had already stripped the area. The island was most like World War I in its stagnated front. Easy spent nearly 2 months there in daily combat. It sent out almost 100 patrols. It repelled attacks. It fired an incredible amount of ammunition. It took casualties, but when it was finally relieved, it turned over to the relieving party frontline positions that had hardly moved 1 inch. The company moved onto the island on October 2nd by truck over the magnificent bridge at Nijmegen, still standing, that had been captured by the 82nd on September 20th at 8 p.m. Once over the Waal, the trucks took the men some 15 kilometers past dozens of camouflaged British artillery pieces to the village of Zetten. They arrived at night to relieve the British 43rd Division. The 506th Regiment was taking over a stretch of front line that had been held by a full division. It was over 6 miles in length. The 2nd Battalion of the 506th was on the right east end of the line, with Easy on the far right, with the 501st PIR to its right. Easy had to cover almost 3 kilometers with only 130 men. The British soldiers met the company at Zetten and escorted the leading elements to their new positions. "What's it like up here?" Webster asked. "It's a bloody rest position, mate," was the reply. The numerous craters from the 105s and 88s looked fresh to Webster, who doubted that he was being given straight scoop. After a 3-hour march, the patrol reached its destination, a clump of houses nestled beside a huge dike. The lower Rhine was on the other side of the dike, with a kilometer or so of flat, soggy grazing land between it and the dike. The area was littered with dead animals, burned houses, and empty machine gun belts and ammo boxes. This was no man's land. To cover his assigned section of the front, Winters put the 2nd and 3rd platoons on the line, along the south side of the dike, with the 1st platoon in reserve.